Hey everyone, welcome back to High Tea Hoops. This is Brian Boucher at the Duke of Hoops, and today I am so excited to welcome two guests. I've got the duo today. You guys want to introduce yourselves real quick for the fans?
What's going on, guys? My name's LVC Dusha.
And my name's Cameron King.
We've got the Plymouth City Patriots on today. So excited. Newest team in the BBL. I've played with you guys this summer, which was so much fun after being in Seattle for like 9 months during the pandemic, watching from afar, both of you play, like getting to know you guys on social media. And then I finally like see you in the wild, both a little intimidating, but that's okay. Especially when Cameron's trying to dunk on 7'4" people in 3-on-3 tournaments.
Sounds like Cam as well.
You almost got him too. It was a foul though, to be fair. But to get started, I like to start off all of these kind of pods with just getting to know the players a little bit more. I've been lucky enough to get to know the hoop scene in London since I moved here. But Cameron, let's start off with you. What was it like growing up in the UK playing basketball? What was kind of your path going through juniors up until college and now with the Patriots?
So I started playing basketball fairly late. So around 16, 17.
Dang.
Very late.
How tall were you? Did someone just like see you walking around England and we got to get you on the court?
No, not at all. One of my friends, good friends, Sean, you might know him from some of the runs.
Okay.
He introduced me to a coach up in Preston called Malcolm Leake, and it was a basketball academy out there. So
yeah.
I went up there fresh, didn't really know not too much about basketball, and stayed there for 2 years, and then managed to get a basketball scholarship out to America.
Yeah.
At junior college, spent 2 years there at Navarro College, and then transferred to a 4-year school. And then, yeah.
Now you're with the Patriots. What prompted you to go? Did you play any other sports before?
I played football before, actually, when I was younger. And then, you know, I stopped that because it was too cold and I wanted to find the indoor sport, you know.
This is what I don't understand. When we are going to like the runs in Tottenham or Enfield and it is freezing outside, it's raining, everyone's out on the pitch and I'm like going to a warm gym. I'm like, why does everyone in England pick the worst sport to play in the weather?
Right.
I don't know. It's a great recruiting tactic. When did you get to be 6'9"? Was that like 16, 17?
Yeah, around 16,
really?
17, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got pulled into it.
I've always been tall for my age, though.
Yeah.
Always been one of the tallest in my class.
It's like
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like talking to Ashley Hamilton, talking to like a lot. It's people start so late in the UK. Yeah. And, you know, luckily football is still a really good crossover sport for footwork and athleticism. But that's tough. Elvisa, you started sooner?
No, I started, I don't know how old I would have been, but I started like the end of year 10. So like the summer approaching year 11.
Wow. In London? Kind of, were you both in
London? Yeah. Well, okay. I grew up, we both, well, I think you were born in London, right?
Yeah, he was born
in London. I was born back home, obviously, but been in London for years, started playing in London as well. Similar story to Cam, really. But I just played all the sports. When I was in school, I was kind of that kid that just stayed behind every day to take part in school. So basketball became the favorite one, and then just meet people, find out stories, and then you know how it goes, man.
What was the, did you play in a junior program or academy? I think there's like EABL, right? And Bucks is the college.
We never had EABL when I was playing back.
You did?
In the day.
It was strange. Oh, really? It's that new?
Yeah. Well, not new, but I think I've been in the BBL since 17, 18. So like a lot's happened to British basketball, England basketball in that time. It's got better, like big time. So we didn't take part. We played in a schools league, which I think was called an ACE league at the time.
Okay.
Like an eighth program league, which is wild. And then we just played in the NBL. It was called NBL now. I don't know if it's the same, but it was NBL 2 back in the day with Jack, London
like
United.
The D2?
Yeah. At D2 and then,
what was your perception of the BBL when you were going through, you know, the juniors?
To be honest with you, I was a type of guy that kind of always downplayed the BBL. Like I'd watch on, they had a Sky deal. Was it? Yeah, Sky. So they was on TV on Sky every Sunday, like a whole day of British basketball every Sunday, whether it was recorded or live games, it always had that channel. And as much as I downplayed the BBL, I always watched it. You know what I mean? I kind of hypocrite a bit, but it was when I was kind of watching it, I was always like, no, I want to aim aim higher or place elsewhere. Or oh, it's at home. It doesn't feel right at home. But then once you take part, you kind of feel the how competitive it is and how competitive it's got over the years. Like, yeah, BBL has become I personally think it's a very competitive level. And a lot of guys who have great, you know, great times in Europe will come to the BBL and maybe not average the same numbers they averaged abroad, because the level, as much as it's you know, it's not as respected as high as other countries, but the level's there for sure, yeah, in my opinion.
I mean, Cameron, you went to the States to play college hoops. Was there ever a thought to like play in the NBL for a couple of years, BBL, or were you really wanting to go to the States to play basketball?
Well, at the time, I really think that the move was always to just go to the States.
Yeah.
Go to the States. But that's what every coach was pushing for.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid really pushes for, you know. But yeah, it was never an idea.
Is that really just competition level? Competition level opportunities afterward, like getting that kind of stamp of approval?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's so interesting where, you know, a lot of other
I was the complete opposite though. So I find it not weird. I get like everyone loves to go to America, but when I was young, it was more of a, don't get me wrong, like I would have loved to have gone to the States. Maybe I just didn't get the right opportunity. But
yeah,
when I was young, like I also the same mindset, but with Europe, I was like, well, why not go into Europe and learn basketball? Mm. The same way as you would out there. Obviously in America you got the education side of stuff, but I was always kind of like, well, damn, if I get a look in Europe, yeah, I would take it for sure. Like Europe's the same as the States, obviously minus the whole college and the competition for the age group as well. But you know, as a lot of people are like, yeah, you know, kind of America, which is legit. Like I'd tell every young kid to aim to go to a top school if they can, but don't ever draw out going to Europe too. Like a lot of guys have had great careers from going to Europe first and kind of still out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother conversation of like identity of the BBL. Like, is it a launch point? Is it like where you end up at the end of your career? Like, what's the identity of it? But we might go into that later. Let's go into some audience questions that are fun out of this. Let's start with you, LVC. Best player you've ever played against?
Against,
yeah.
In the BBL or in general?
No, just ever. Could have been a scrimmage with LeBron, you know, anything.
No. To be fair, I'd say get out of it.
I've got a Joe Hart question for you later. Oh, what's up? Yeah.
I'll answer that for sure for you. Best player is tough. I think when I was with the national team, I don't remember what year, we had Montenegro and where's Zaza from again? Georgia. We had Georgia in our group. And watching, I know you see him on TV, so it's not the same, but watching like them dudes play in real life or play against them is you see why they're in the league. They're saying that also Jimmy Butler a few summers ago, back at the Copper Box, when he came down for a little private run, he was someone. But yeah, probably someone from the league. But even I don't go and match up against him quite often, to be fair.
Cameron? Best player you've ever hooped against?
I couldn't even tell you, to be fair with you.
Yeah, you don't want to. No one wants to get in trouble with these questions. Because if you name a BBL player, they'll people be offended. Yeah, they're hard questions. This one's really. That was from Peter Walmsley, by the way. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing that right.
Pete Walmsley, big fan of the club. Shout out, Pete.
Yep. There's another. This is a very hard one too. Yuchi Jin. Who's harder to guard? I don't know. Maybe this is for you, LVC. Harder to guard, Ramon Fletcher or Gino Crandall? Maybe you got on to switch on him at some point, Cameron?
No, I actually got – that's my matchup, first of all. So
I know, it's yours. I'm seeing when Cameron gets switched on.
Who's harder to guard out of the two? I reckon they're both difficult, but if I had to pick one, I'd say for me it'd probably be – Fletch, just because of how dangerous he is with his left. Like, even if you force him right, he'll figure a way to get to his left, you know, like he'll.
So he's the harder one to guard.
I'd say so, but I've been going up against him for years, so like it'd probably be Fletch is the one that's destroyed, you know, like done more against us than Gino has. But yeah, but no way, Gino's tough as well for sure. Like, that's not taking anything away from Gino at all.
How are they different?
Gino, for me, is more of it's hard to say he's more of a true PG, but I like the way how Gino runs the team. You know, like, I like how he plays obviously Fletch runs a team too. He finishes.
You're saying a two-time BBL game. MVP doesn't run a team, LVC?
No, he runs it very well, to be honest with you. But just from my own personal take, I like how kind of
Gino
orchestrates everything, whereas Fletch, he kind of takes everything into his own hands and makes it done. Yeah. Hence why I think he's the harder guy to guard. But in terms of leadership, and not so much leadership, because I don't know them personally like that. But from what I see, I think Gino's like, he's someone who you'd kind of want to put in charge of whoever's on the floor, and you're not worried about him kind of looking for him, sort of thing.
Yeah. Two MVPs. Hard question. Cameron, have you ever matched up against either of them?
I've never matched up against Fletch. I've never seen Fletch play, but I've seen him.
All right. Maybe at the
end. What about you, Ryan? Who do you think? Trying to put me on the spot. Who do you think?
Who would I rather guard? I think I'd rather go Fletch. I'd rather guard Fletch. I think just the size difference, I have no hope athletically against Gino or either of them. This is all just like a hope and a prayer. Maybe if I guess right with Fletch and just jump, I could make it good contest where he's not 7 feet above my hand. So I'd have to go there.
He'll still find a way to get a shot off. Fletch is ridiculous.
There's no way. Once you get to in Seattle, we would have guys like Spencer Haas come back from holidays and stuff and like scrimmage with us.
Yeah.
And some of the point guards, like we would have the Jamal Crawford come out and like play at Green Lake with us for pickup, or Isaiah Thomas. You feel so stupid when you are playing against guys like that. It's like, oh, like I am not even close to this level. My hips do not move fast enough for this type of talent. So either of them, it doesn't really matter. Here's another fun one. Cameron, we're going to go to you. TJ Morris, 87. I don't know if you guys know this guy. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I saw this on Twitter this morning.
This is one of my favorite questions ever for any team building event.
One
horse-sized duck. So a duck the size of a horse.
Yeah.
100 horses the size of a duck.
I'll take the 101, maybe. Yeah. I'll take the 101. I don't know about 100.
One horse-sized duck. Sure.
One horse-sized duck, that would be terrifying, though. And they could fly. I take 100 duck-sized horses. Yeah, it's flying. It's a horse flying with a beak. I don't know. I think I'd take 100 duck-sized. Maybe you could kick them. I don't know. That's sad, too. They'd be cute. Thank you, TJ Morris. That's your random question I throw in for the day. Let's go into the Plymouth City Patriots a little bit. So, newest team in the BBL, started up, after the Raiders went down. What excited you both about the opportunity to play for the Patriots? Cameron, let's start with you.
Just the fact that I get to play at home again, play in front of, a British crowd, play in front of family.
You had your first home game? First home game with fans?
Yeah,
that must have been crazy.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Just the atmosphere, it was electric. Yeah, it was amazing. But also just playing in the BBL. I've never played in the BBL before, so it's just eye opening and exciting. You know, so
that's great. Interesting. LVC. You were obviously on the Raiders, so
I made
the transition over.
It was good having a good relationship with PJ helped as well. Mm-hmm. I think with that decision. Also, it was just life-wise, it was a bit more of a sensible choice in terms of foreseeing future and financially and etc. It was just a better look. And to be honest with you, I was the thought of being all British teams kind of excited. You know what I mean? It's very rarely done. It's very rarely done. I mean, obviously, this year is more by force than by choice, but it's very rarely done and it's exciting. And all the guys we got in is like a good group of guys I've known for prior to any of them being in the BBL or due to I've met over the summer, like Cam, etc. Like, so it was an exciting project to say the least. And the other aspect of it was it's not a short-term deal, if you know what I'm saying. Obviously, I'm not saying anything, I'm here for years or anyone is, but it's a project that a lot of us guys can kind of find our feet somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Kind of settle down somewhere. Whether we become the British core of the franchise, I think that's perfect. Kind of we've been thrown in the deep end with it, and we're, and as if time goes on, as seasons pass, so let's say we would kind of have that experience and kind of chemistry together. And then, you know, just adding guys in would only make us stronger. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So for me, it was just something to look forward to, if I'm being honest.
It's exciting to build something from the ground up.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. And being core. Kind of,
and being a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The first ever.
And Plymouth's a cool ass city too. Like,
well, that's my next question. Alex Heal. Best part of, we talked about this in the summer, LVs. I went to Cornwall for the first time, went to like the Southwest coast.
Nice, huh?
It is so pretty down there. And I think a lot of people don't travel there from London. They're like, oh, I've never been to Cornwall, which is weird. But I guess with the pandemic, like instead of going to Paris or Amsterdam or something, I'm going to go to Cornwall. And it's so beautiful. So what's kind of the best thing about Plymouth?
It's peaceful. Plymouth's so peaceful. Plymouth's so relaxing. Plymouth's so like,
everyone's happy.
Joe, did you have something to say? I thought so. It was good. It was like, for me, it's super peaceful. Like, I enjoy it here. The people here are really nice, chilled out. It's somewhere where you can kind of work hard, put your head down, and you not have limited distractions. For me personally,
it's a different atmosphere compared to London. You know, being around, you know, people that are miserable all the time out here. Everybody's a lot more happier. You know?
Do you find that it's like, you know, we talk about on Twitter a lot, like the filling the copper box versus even, or even like London NBL teams versus like a Hemel Storm in the NBL, who, you know, have a very passionate community. Does it help that Plymouth is a smaller community than London to like have the fan base, have them attracted to it?
Million percent for sure. Like the fact that it's not as big as London is, I think, is a key part.
It's kind of an advantage.
Club. Yeah.
It's like, sure. If you like basketball,
for a lot of clubs, it's like that as well. Like loads of clubs who are in, I know some of them are in a much larger city, but they've done a great job of promoting their clubs. But whereas Plymouth's always had that community love, like it's always had that, that kind of franchise love between everyone who grew up here. Like if you come to a game, you'll see a majority of the fans are like elderly people in a not in a rude way, but it's like, that's how
it's an older demographic.
Yeah, like that's how loyal they kind of are, and it's refreshing to see. So it's good, I think. I think it helps a lot in the community. Whereas London, it's difficult to market in London. Where it is and it isn't. It is and it isn't, if I'm being honest. But when you have such a large city and such a diverse community, it's very difficult to. And when you charge so much, it's quite difficult to sort of, you know, sell out. God knows what the seating is there, but you know, more than 5K people, it's tough to sell out. You know.
Yeah. Definitely. It's such a hard thing, even like with the Westminster Warriors. How do you get people to a game? How do you get people to care to go to like a basketball game when there's so many teams, so many other things going on in the city? It's definitely, it's a hard market compared to some of the smaller.
Should be easier now. They got you doing the media though.
Seriously. We'll see if it helps.
There we go.
Hopefully it converts to tickets. I really like this question. It's from Mitch MW Simpson 94. If you could add two pro teams into the BBL and they could be based in any city, what city would you put them in?
For me, I'd go back to Worcester. I'd bring Worcester back in the league for sure.
Easy.
They have an amazing like setup, and I'd put another franchise in London again.
Nice.
I'd put another franchise in London, but if saying that, I'd put another franchise in a few other places too. Like I'd love it. Like ideally for me, I think if this league would be up there if it had like a 16 team competition. Do you know that 16 team, maybe more if you can organize it, but a 16 team competition and you're covering areas like, you know, you kind of cover the Midlands a bit more, the side of the Midlands, you know, the east and west of the Midlands a bit more. I think so, I reckon. And then maybe another club down this way as well, not in Plymouth, but in Exeter or even in Cornwall. Like Cornwall
would be fun.
It's a rich city as well, so. It's got the money.
Cam, two cities, what are they?
Cam will pick his doorstep. Cam will pick his house. So he's got one right near his home. And then another one around the corner from it. So he doesn't.
Yeah, it's kind of like, where do you want to travel consistently? Like, Scotland is a long road trip. Northern Ireland would be long.
If you could, I would do a team in Wales as well. You know?
That'd be fun.
Expand a bit more.
Hit the different regions.
I love
this question from Tosin. I'm gonna start with you, Cameron. What do you like most about LVC's game?
LVC's game.
Who said that? Tosin.
Say Tosin. Say nice things about LVC.
He's a straight facilitator, you know, pass first, point guard. He sees the floor, like floor general, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all right.
Proper. Proper.
Love it. LVC, same question to you. Favorite thing about Cam's game?
I reckon he plays, I was about to start, he goes hard. Like, it's, you won't ever have to question his effort. Do you know what I mean? He'll give you what he's got. I think he's a rebounding horse. Like, he's, it's rebounding, it's a talent. I don't even think it's a skill. I think he's been gifted with that talent. And for me, the best thing about him is the potential. I think he's got the potential to be the skyrocket in this league. And I reckon, like, with this year being his first, he'll have a great season, like a great career, sorry, in the BBL, anytime he wants. I think he's a perfect fit to any team. Good character, blends in with everyone, and, you know, he's a good face for a club.
Yeah, love it. Good job, guys. That was great. That was fast, too. You didn't have to think about it. Right on the tip of your tongue. All right, we're going to get to know the rest of the team here, so I'm going to run through rapid-fire questions. I think your teammates are sitting around you, too. So
they are sitting right here, so I'll see everything.
So this will be a fun. Yeah, you can be totally honest. So we're just going to go through some questions. Name the first person that pops into your head. I'm going to go back and forth. Okay. Or should we do it both at the same time? Let's do it both at the same time. It'll be funny if you guys disagree. Who is the funniest on the team?
Kingsley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kingsley. All right.
He's a big giant.
Best dressed.
Oh.
Edge.
Yeah. We haven't really stepped out much, yeah. So I don't really see.
All right. All right.
Flags on, but yeah, we'll give it to Deji because he's sitting here next to us.
Haven't done the game fits yet. You're all wearing the same thing if you're listening and not watching. So, who has the best hops on the team?
Denz by miles.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Denz
has got. I like. It's not fair how much bounce he's got at all.
Yeah, I mean, the TikTok clips of him. It's like he approaches so slow, and it doesn't even matter. It's just
elevates straight up.
Yeah.
So Denz. Yeah, me too.
Most likely to make the team run sprints.
Most likely to make the team run sprints. Sean. That's the best way you can say it. Yeah.
Team dad. Or team mom. We're not going to be gender specific.
I wouldn't say me. I'd say Joe.
Joe?
I'd say Joe's like a team dad. He's quite sensible. He's really mature and stuff. So not me. I'm the bad uncle, the negative uncle that just yells at everyone and do this and do that. But I think Joe. He's quite sensible. I have a lot.
Best trash talker.
Best trash talker.
Yeah, or who trash talks the most? I mean, there's a difference too. Someone can be good.
If you wind Joe up, Joe will start giving it to you if you wind him up. Like, you just have to kind of piss him off and he'll let it rip at you. Who else has got lost dish? Cam talks quite a lot, I'll be honest with you. But Cam's like kind of will swear that you're not going to score a bucket on him. Like, and he'll let you know the whole time too. Like, you ain't getting nothing. I'd go with them too. We haven't really had no crazy back and forth yet. So.
Okay. All right. Looking forward to that.
I'll stir something up when I start training. I'll stir something up and get back to you.
Most likely to be an influencer, a social media influencer.
Obese. Liam Carpenter.
He already is.
He is.
You have an actual influencer.
Yeah, he's got 600K or more than 600K. He had 600K beginning of the season. I don't know how many he's got now. TikTok, Liam, for sure, Liam.
Liam, because he did a lot of like what it's like playing in Germany, like German culture. He did like a lot of that.
Yeah,
did you see what video? He had a video get 69 million views. Did you see that
Liam?
One? Liam, 69 million views on a video. Unbelievable.
That's who I need to talk to about TikTok, mate.
He's so good at it. And it was because, this is going deep on TikTok, but there was a trend of people running through Versailles as, you know, in this like outfit. Like it was like a,
I've seen it.
Was it the Marie Antoinette or something? Like Versailles. And
he actually made the outfit for himself too. The
filter wasn't available in Germany and he was in Germany. So he did the outfit himself in person and said, when the filter isn't available in your country. And then he recreated it in person. 69 he's million a, views. He's who you got to talk to.
69 mil.
When is he dropping his first, Patriots TikTok? He's got to get on there. Some cross-team collaboration.
That's a good shot. You better ask him, find out what he's doing.
All right, I'll tag him in this TikTok. Liam.
Yeah, tag him. He's always barricaded in there and making
his TikToks.
Yeah, of course.
I love that. Okay, that's the end of the speed round. You guys didn't get anyone in trouble, so that's fine. We won't be so inflammatory. Which was good because Paul's question was, why does LVC love the camera so much? So, you know, maybe it's Liam. LVC could be Paul, the influencer.
No, Paul follows me with a camera. There's a difference. Paul knows and he just has to just follow me and I'll like figure something out. So that's Paul's fault, not mine.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's go into a little bit of knowledge dropping here. So I don't know what this username is, but ATLXNTE asks, what advice would you give to your younger self? And this could also be, what advice would you give to younger athletes who are maybe growing up in the British basketball system?
Look after your body for me. Like if I could go back, I think I'd take care of my body a bit more. I'd definitely, like, flexibility and injury prevention is quite big. The older you get, not even the older you get, just the more you play and the more damage you, and the more kind of you put your body the through, grind, the more you realize, the older you get, the more you realize you get paid, like, essentially because your body's in shape and because you're fit to go. Do you know what I mean? Not because how many guys can't get jobs because of carrying an injury or something they're still nursing. So I think for me, it'd be looking after your body a lot and test the waters as much too. Experience a lot as well. Like, I feel like I could have had loads of opportunities to travel a bit more as well. So I think traveling, like, don't be afraid to experience something new for me, I'd say.
Cam, you
got it? Cam?
That's my one, I would say. Test the waters, really. Don't be afraid to, take a leap of faith and, go explore, different opportunities that basketball presents you.
What were you in, two states in America?
Two states.
Two states, Spain. All over. You've done the traveling. All right, let's get to know you two a little bit more. I only have a couple more questions left. What is your favorite thing to do outside the sport? Are you golfers? Are you fishermen? Like, do you stream video games? What is, like, the thing that you like to do completely outside of basketball?
I watch a lot of films. A lot of
film guy. All right. Any recommendations? Is your favorite movie you've watched this year? I haven't been back to a theater since the pandemic started.
We watched the 007.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. It was amazing. Okay. Clickbait's all right on Netflix.
Yeah.
Just recently that. But all right. I've watched too much movies to even know
where to start,
you know.
Films of VC?
I watch what's on Netflix, but I just
anything outside basketball.
I like to chill a lot. I tend to, depending where I am, I try to go back home quite a bit, see the old man, mum and the brothers a little bit, just see how they're doing. I'm more of a kind of family orientated person, I'm an old guy, to be, if I'm being honest with you. I'm more of an old guy. Practice, go home, food, chill, and then just get on with it. But to be fair, I'm starting to get more in a routine of trying to keep busy, if I'm being honest. So, like, I'll find stuff to do, whether it's either go out with the missus and like we went the other night to go get some food, whatever, and just keep yourself busy somehow. But it's difficult during season. It's very hard to find something to do when you're just got work, home.
Just trying to keep your routine going. Yeah. Last question from Joe Hart. What happened in practice today?
I didn't practice, so I didn't practice, Cam? So that won't go to me. That's not referring to me at all.
His team beat us a couple times.
It
won't happen again though. Tomorrow's a new day.
All right, guys. Any plugs? When's your next game? Where can people follow you? Just give some shout outs to the Patriots.
Most definitely. Instagram, LVC_Dusha. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, Always Balling website. There's a link in my bio on my Instagram page. Just have a link, have a click, and then just scroll through. If you like anything, Dusha12 discount code, and then that's the only plug I need for me.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Cameron King, but with, instead of a G, it's an 8.
So, nice.
solid.
And when's the next game?
Sunday for 3 o'clock tip against London. Second meet. We're playing them for the second time at home, this time in the cup.
Nice.
So yeah, we're watching them play tonight in Europe, see how they do, see how they look, and then
all right,
figure out Sunday.
Thanks for coming on, guys, and best of luck.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Thank you, my man. Right.